Well, back in the 1980s, there was a group of about half dozen of us that would go out each fall on Lake Erie fishing for walleye. And we always went with the same charter captain. It was Captain Dick Zerwinski, and he sailed out of Port Clinton. And we would go up on Friday night to Port Clinton, and we'd go out to some of the local pubs and taverns and enjoy a little bit of the local scenery before rising up the next morning before dawn to head out on Lake Erie. And so, one year, that was indeed what we had done. We'd been out late drinking a lot of beer on Friday night. We got up early Saturday morning before the sun came up. And between the campground and the dock, we decided that we needed to stop and get something in our stomachs before we headed out on the lake. So we stopped at this Lawson store and got coffee, and everybody got whatever it was they thought would help their stomachs that day. Some of us, that was donuts or sweet rolls or whatever. And Lee Bob happened to get these Red Devil's Food cupcakes. They were like Little Debbie cupcakes, only they were Red Devil's Food. And we thought nothing of that. Orange juice, coffee, whatnot, and away we went. So we headed out on the lake, and this year it so happened that Captain Dick had a smaller boat. He usually operated these big cabin cruisers, but this was more like a speedboat. It was real low and sleek, and it had these cool graphics on the side, and it said Rampage. And we were skimming across Lake Erie to find the perfect fishing hole. Captain Dick would look for schools of fish, look for these echoes that he was convinced were giant schools of walleye, and we finally found a place that we decided was the place to fish. Now, it was a rough day that particular Saturday out on Lake Erie. It was very windy, it was overcast, and it rained a little bit off and on, and so there were some pretty big chop on the lake that day. There were swells that were probably 3 or 4 feet. So the boat was doing quite a bit of tossing and heaving and bouncing around. And given the fact that we'd been out late the night before and consumed quite a bit of beer, it was not surprising that somebody got seasick, and that somebody happened to be Lee Bob. Lee Bob, of course, had those Little Debbie Red Devil's Food cupcakes before he headed out on the lake. So Lee Bob's hanging over the side of the boat, heaving his guts out, and Captain Dick happens to look over the side of the boat and see all this Red Devil's Food coming up, and he kind of panics, and he looks around, and he says, "My God, I think that boy's hemorrhaging. We better head back in right now. I've never seen anything like he's hemorrhaging." And we first, you know, tried to relax him and say, "No, no, Captain Dick, that's some Red Devil's Food cupcakes for breakfast, and it's just seasickness." But it kind of shook Captain Dick up. Anyway, we continued to fish that day. And my recollection is that Ted was pretty well rejuvenated. That is to say, he'd had a few more beers after we got out on the lake, and at one point decided that he needed to relieve himself. Now, this boat that Captain Dick had, the front of it was closed over, and it had a little railing, a little stainless steel railing that went all the way around the front that was maybe just 4 inches high. So Ted laid down his fishing pole, which was still baited and in the water, and he climbed out onto the front of the boat, and he laid down completely horizontal so that he could hang his over that little stainless steel railing. The water was rough enough that he was afraid if he stood up and tried to pee in the lake, he'd be tossed out. So he decided that the safest thing to do was to just lay down and then try to pee over the little stainless steel railing. So he's in the process of trying to accomplish this when suddenly his fishing pole leaves the boat, just jumps right out of the boat and into the lake. But before it could sink, we got a hook and a net and some things, and we were grappling for it, and we did successfully retrieve the pole, and we got it back into the boat. And Ted, by now, had regained his composure and was back in the back of the boat, and he took the pole, and, you know, obviously, he'd hooked something. So he started to reel in whatever was on the end of the line. And as he did, it just didn't give at all. I mean, he had something huge. And the boat actually started to list to one side as Ted braced himself against the side of the boat and tried to pull whatever was on the end of his line into the boat. So by this time, we're all gathered around looking because his pole is bent completely over. It's just like something immense on the end of his line. And Captain Dick is maneuvering the boat, and he's getting excited, and he says, "Well, I've been out on this lake for 15 years, and I've never seen nothing like this. I've something massive, huge. I've never seen nothing like it in all my years on the lake, and I've been on this lake for 15 years, and I've never seen anything." And we're all excited, and we're gathered around, and we're cheering Ted on, and Captain Dick is maneuvering the boat so whatever it does doesn't get under the boat and get away from us, and he's never seen anything like this in all my years on the lake. And finally, after what seemed like an eternity, 20 or 30 minutes at least of fighting whatever was on the end of this line, it finally breaks through the surface, and up out of the depths of Lake Erie, Ted pulls a rock. He snagged a rock on the bottom of the lake and fought to get that rock up out of the water into the boat. We took it back with us to shore, taking it to the sporting goods store in McConnellsville, to Barker's Sporting Goods, where Junior faithfully and dutifully photographed Ted with his rock with the Polaroid camera. And we weighed the rock, and Junior posted the sign there on the wall of fame alongside all the people with the 56-pound shovelhead channel cats and the big carp and the largemouth bass and all the other great prizes from that season's fishing. And there was Ted with his rock.